One of the 10 threats to the Great Lakes is non-point source pollution. That's pollution that doesn't come from the end of a pipe. It's oil washed off parking lots by storms or pesticides and fertilizers washed from farm fields. Non-point source pollution might be part of the reason why some shallow areas of the Great Lakes are afflicted by so-called dead zones every summer. Dead zones are places where there's little or no oxygen. A dead zone develops in Lake Erie almost every summer. It was once thought the problem was mostly solved, but it's become worse in recent years. The Environmental Protection Agency's research ship, the Lake Guardian, is tied up at a dock at the Port of Cleveland. Nathan Hawley and his crew are loading gear, getting ready for a 5-day cruise to check some equipment that measures a dead zone along the central basin of Lake Erie.
What I have out here is a series of bottom resting moorings that are collecting time series data of currents and water temperature, and periodically we have to come out here and clean them off, and we take that opportunity to dump the data as well.
Hawley is gathering the data for scientists at several universities and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab. The information helps them measure the behavior of the dead zone that occurs nearly every year in Lake Erie.
What we're trying to do this year is get a more comprehensive picture of how big this low oxygen zone is and how it changes with time over the year.
One of the scientists who will be poring over the data is Brian Eady. He's a senior scientist with NOAA's Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab. He says Lake Erie's dead zone is a place where most life can't survive.
We're talking about near the bottom, where most of the oxygen has been consumed. So there's nothing for animals to breathe down there, fish or smaller animals.
So those things that can swim out of the way do, and those that can't
die.
The dead zone has been around since at least the 1930s. It got really bad when there was a huge increase in the amount of nutrients entering the lake. Some of the nutrients came from sewage, some from farm fertilizers, and some from detergents. The nutrients, chiefly phosphorus, fed an explosion in algae growth. The algae died, dropped to the bottom of the lake, and rotted. That process robbed the bottom of oxygen. Meanwhile, as spring and summer warmed the surface of Lake Erie, a thermal barrier was created that trapped the oxygen-depleted water on the bottom. After clean water laws were passed, sewage treatment plants were built, phosphorus was banned from most detergents, and better methods to remove phosphorus from industrial applications were put in place. Phosphorus was reduced to a third of what it had been. But Brian Eady says since then, something has changed.
The concentration of nutrients in the Central Basin in the last few years has actually been going up. We don't understand why that's happening.
Eady says there are some theories. Wastewater from sewage plants might be meeting pollution restrictions, but as cities and suburbs grow, there's just a lot more of it getting discharged. More volume means more phosphorus. It could be that tributaries that are watersheds for farmland are seeing increased phosphorus. Or it could be that the invasive species zebra mussel has dramatically altered the ecology of the lakes. More nutrients might be getting trapped at the bottom, feeding bacteria that use up oxygen, instead of the nutrients getting taken up into the food chain. Whatever is happening, environmentalists are hopeful that the scientists figure it out soon. Andy Buxbaum heads up the Great Lakes Office of the National Wildlife Federation. He says the dead zone in the bottom of the lake affects the entire lake's productivity.
If you're removing the oxygen there for whatever reason, for any period of time, you've completely thrown that whole system out of balance. It's all out of whack. It could mean an irreversible and devastating change of the entire ecosystem.
And Buxbaum says the central basin of Lake Erie is not the only place where we're seeing this low oxygen problem.
What makes the dead zone in Lake Erie even more alarming is that we're seeing similar dead zones appearing in Saginaw Bay, which is on Lake Huron, and Green Bay in Lake Michigan. There, too, scientists don't know what's causing the problem, but they're already seeing potentially catastrophic effects on aquatic life there.
State and federal agencies and several universities are looking at the Lake Erie dead zone to try to figure out what's going on there. Once they do, then the battle likely will be getting government to do what's necessary to fix the problem. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.